Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Wow, technical difficulties there. You're on the air with Smooth Drama.
Wow. Yeah. You laid that out.
I did. With Butterficon.
Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger.
Wow, that was great dictation.
Dick.
Like duck. Yeah, that's. No. Dick, duck.
If you
was cutting and scratching, dick.
As I was cutting and scratching.
Exactly. DJ Butter Pecan.
Yeah, someone called me that, didn't they?
Something like that.
Hey, let's see if this works. Well, go ahead, keep talking.
I ain't talking to you.
What?
Because you're a hater.
We don't talk about haters.
We hate haters. That boy, that's him, dog. Talking about
much better, people. Thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah. Thank you, Simply Rat.
That better?
All right. Anyway, we were talking about the hater known as Rush Limbaugh wanting to debate Barack. He wants more women listeners. Blame the recession on Obama. I'm going to say this. One, I didn't hear a peep out of his ass for 8 years during probably one of the worst presidencies ever known to man. And he never wanted to debate George Bush, and I'm thinking he probably would have won every last one of them debates. Because I don't think George can say like 8 words without slobbering over himself or something.
Are you being a hater?
I'm not being a hater. I'm saying that, you know, like I did, that George Bush was comedy on the mic.
Yes, he was.
So, hey,
Yes, he was.
We got to put it out there. I'm just going to go back to your boy Rush Limbaugh talking about Barack Obama. I got a theory on why he is so out here talking about Barack Obama.
Why?
I think, and you know, because he's a old fat guy.
Oh, fat guy.
Probably needs a lot of drugs to get it up. I mean, he was on Oxycontin, and I'm sure there was some other stuff he was on that they ain't gonna publicize. They trying to hold Fat Boy Fat up.
Oh, was that the guy that was?
Yes,
they were putting him back on the air. Huh?
Yeah, they put his fat ass back on the air. You know, now he out here trying to diss a guy who's in shape. Fat dudes who are not in shape.
Well, his comment was he wants to see Obama fail.
Yeah.
Okay, what the hell? You're living in the United States. If Obama fails...
We all fail.
Exactly. Does he not... Hello?
Yeah.
Hater!
Yeah, that's haterism to the highest level of hate-stivity.
Hate-stivity.
You know, there was... there was the... You know, my movie came out this weekend, The Watchmen. And there's a lot of...
movie?
Well, it's a great book. It's a great movie to me.
Yes.
You know,
but I hear a but.
No, there's no but. Well,
I hear a but.
No buts. I'm saying that there's a lot of people who complained about the sex scene and the fact that the blue guy, Dr. Manhattan, penis was on the screen for an inordinate amount of time.
Now, what do you mean the penis was on the screen?
He was butt naked. He wore
and they
shorts.
Showed it?
Yeah.
Wait, how can you be butt naked and wear shorts?
He wore shorts like in Vietnam, and he wore
he wasn't butt naked then.
No, yeah, but that was like four scenes. The rest of the movie, it was penis in your face. Blue penis, blue shiny with an afterglow. And some folks was kind of upset by that. And, you know, even
did the movie represent the book well?
Oh, the movie represented the book very well. That's, I think, people
were
upset by that.
What?
Some people, I don't think, read the book. You know, people don't read nowadays anywhere.
I didn't read the book, but that don't mean I don't read.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that a lot of people.
Hit you on the head with the microphone.
Why you getting hostile, man?
Because you're trying to say that some people don't read, and you're looking at me.
There's a lot of people who don't read.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No need
to be hostile. So it represents the book well.
It represents the book well, and in the book, dude, it was penis shot.
Your number one fan didn't read the book.
Okay. So?
Okay. But are you saying to go watch the movie? Go watch the movie so you can see Blue Man's penis.
See, in my opinion, if you was going to do penis, you should have done penis right. Yeah.
I was going to make it. I do penis right, but, you know. I haven't had any complaints, but okay.
What I'm saying is, they should have
been.
A penis
how?
Should have been like almost down to the knees.
You want them hung? Why do you want them hung?
Why not? If you're gonna do it, do it. Don't have anorexic penis.
Was it anorexic?
A steroid penis.
Was it an anorexic penis?
It was
an abnormal penis?
It was a penis.
No, it was a penis in some tight shorts.
No.
See, now you have me curious. I'm just going to go watch the movie just to go see
it. No, it's not for you because you're going to fall asleep in there.
No, no. Not if I can see you.
Hey, there's a rape scene. They got everything in there.
Huh.
Yeah, so, you know, to all those people hating on that, look. It represented the book. If you didn't read the book, then you don't know. And that's it.
Oh, Okay, but even though I didn't read the book, I'm going to go. Didn't you say something about they were bumping uglies in there?
They were
I have a question. What the hell does bumping uglies mean? Because why do they call it ugly? I don't think it's ugly.
I don't think it's ugly.
It's a beautiful thing.
I think it's a beautiful thing, too.
Then why the hell do they call it bumping uglies?
You have to talk to the people who started that.
Who started that?
I don't know. I'm probably going to
say, anybody think it's ugly?
I'm thinking that it's somebody who didn't really get a lot. So it was ugly to them. Just a theory.
Maybe they were looking at something that was kind of
ugly. Yeah, it's like, damn, I got to do that. Yeah, exactly. That's what they was thinking.
Well, I want someone to tell me why they got bumping uglies.
Well, you can figure that one out. If y'all can find it, I doubt. I mean, that's like any phrase, man. You're not going to ever find out. It's like doing the nasty.
Yeah, well, what's up with that?
You know they say doing the nasty. Why would they say that?
Yeah, because that's how they explain it to kids. It's nasty.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that was nasty for me was when we took the sex ed and they showed, childbirth.
That was nasty?
Afterbirth, man? But
I don't know. I think I was absent that day.
Yeah. Okay, after that day.
I was off doing other things.
Yeah.
It smells funny? What smells funny? What you been smelling, man?
Oh, he's saying what smells funny.
B-Rad.
B-Rad. Okay. B-Rad.
B-Rad. Simply Rad. What are you reading?
I'm sorry.
Talk about reading.
I'm dyslexic from far away.
Not that far away. Are you chewing gum?
I'm chewing.
Can I have a mint?
A mental.
Share, man.
I'm sharing.
It's nasty. What the heck does nasty mean?
Doing the nasty. I guess because.
Oh, how come those aren't chewy?
What's wrong with you?
I just bit it in half. It was hard.
Nah, that's called you need to see the dentist.
I just went and got a filling.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Wow. Hey, it's pretty good.
Channeling your Mike Tyson.
Whatever.
All over the place.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. I got some news. North County woman.
North County, San Diego?
Yeah. North County, San Diego woman is accused of stealing millions of dollars from her employer and spending nearly at least $1 million. $1 million on clothes and shoes.
And the employer did not notice this?
Nah, because she's the one that paid the bills. So what she would do, she would charge like daily or weekly a certain amount, and then she would pay the bill every month. All the way up to she embezzled more than $9.9 million.
How long was she in this job?
And her name is Annette
Her employer.
Yeoman.
We got a comment. Her employer was her husband.
No, it wasn't her husband. Annette Yeoman. As a matter of fact, there's a sad part to the story because it forced the company to lay off employees and restructure their operations.
What was the company?
She was the chief financial officer at Quality Woodworks in San Marcos. And for the past 7 years, investigators said, she spent $25,000 a week on her credit card. They said she paid off that amount every Monday with a company check.
And the company never noticed it. And they were making that much money that she could spend that much?
I guess so. They were doing a lot of quality woodworks out
there. I guess
so.
They're processing, right? And they're
Yeah, it's funny how people who actually pay the bills for a company can get away with spending on the daily basis.
Did it say what kind of stuff she was buying?
She bought shoes. She had like over $600,000 worth of designer clothing and shoes.
Really?
Yeah. So she was all over the place.
I just cannot believe that company never noticed until, how did they find out?
Well, the credit card company that they were in, that was involved there, became suspicious and they alerted them. So they said that, she had like 400 pairs of $600 shoes.
Man.
So I guess one day she probably got a little extra shoppy.
Shoppy. That's in California. Yeah, Florida got the crazy people. California got this.
Hey, it's not that hard to like spend company's money on a daily basis.
I'm sure it's not.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My partner in crime.
All right. Meet Marijuana Pepsi.
Well, let's
forget
about that.
Yeah, there's a woman whose real name is Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer.
And what?
Yes.
Someone named their child Marijuana.
They named their child Marijuana Pepsi Sawyer.
Marijuana
Pepsi Sawyer.
Why?
Hey, I guess the parents like marijuana and Pepsi.
Oh, my God.
Smoke a joint, drink a Pepsi, because you know Pepsi is the choice of the new generation.
I guess.
Yeah.
Marijuana. Where is this at?
This is in Belvoir, Wisconsin. And she's
Wisconsin. She's a high school teacher.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, she said it was kind of tough growing up.
I'm sure it was. Did they call her Mary Jane?
They said that they just started off Mariana, marijuana, and all the students would turn around and look. Yeah. See, that's another case of parents. No, I know y'all want to be imaginative, but you probably should be imaginative with your own name.
Yeah.
And not bless your kids with these extra special names. You know, going back to what we talked about, old Clitoria Jackson.
Clitoria?
Yeah, remember Clitoria Jackson?
There was somebody called that?
Yeah, out of Detroit. Remember the judge who said that he wasn't going to let them name their kids Clitoria and stuff like that no more. You know?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and, the other young kid, well, I believe I knew Jersey, Adolf Hitler Campbell. You know.
That was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Yeah, some of you parents is tripping. But we're going to move on. And talk about a prejudice that's out here.
What prejudice?
Remember I talked about short men not being able to get no love? Well, there's a study out here. It will be published soon by Kalmar University in Sweden. And it conclusively found that the taller a man is, the more he banks at work.
Really?
Yeah, the study authors measured 500,000 men at the age of 18 then compare their relative salaries when they reach the age of 28. A man who is 10 centimeters taller than another made approximately 6% more money.
How much is 10 centimeters?
Man. Do I look like I know the metric system?
That's why I asked.
Don't ask me. I'm going to assume that it's taller.
10 centimeters. Does anybody know how much 10 centimeters
is?
We want to hear from you.
Yes.
Phone number is?
That's a good question.
646-929-2037?
Correct! You win the no prize!
Yeah,
or you can email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. Or you can go into our pop radio web chat and hit us up. We'd love to hear from you either way.
Either way. So somebody look up 10 centimeters.
10 centimeters, please.
Because neither one of us know.
Yeah. And probably won't care to know.
Not really.
Unless one of y'all tell them.
Right. We'll forget about it in 2 minutes.
Unless there's one of them drugs that can enhance me 10 centimeters. Okay. Moving on.
I bet you could be on the screen. And we call the blue man.
Ah, this is why you live here. A 75-year-old Saudi woman was sentenced to lashing for mingling. A 75-year-old woman was sentenced in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. She was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and she was sentenced to 40 lashes and 4 months in jail for mingling with two young men who are not close relatives. So
75 years old.
Yes, she got 40 lashes and 4 months in jail for mingling with two men who were not close relatives.
In Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. It's and it also says that the demands that she be deported after serving her sentence.
Deported to where?
Out of Saudi Arabia. You know, women don't really have rights over there. They said that she was actually talking to the guys. Not really supposed to do that, I guess.
I'd be dead by now.
You've been lashed up.
Yeah, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah, they, it says Saudi Arabia's strict interpretation of Islam prohibits men and women who are not immediate relatives from mingling. It also bars women from driving and the playing of music, dancing, and many movies are also a concern.
Wow. Saudi Arabia, people.
Saudi Arabia. Sounds like a vacation spot for all you aspiring young women.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go out and have a good time.
Send your daughters there. Send them there now.
Yeah, they'll have a good old time. Speaking of your daughters.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if your daughter plays with Barbie.
No.
For those of you who have daughters and little nieces who play with Barbie, there's new Barbie coming out in March, celebrating the big 5-0.
So why does that Barbie have saggy boobs and a saggy butt?
No saggy boobs, no saggy butt. This one is the tatted up. It's the totally styling tattooed Barbie, and it comes with a tattoo gun that allows kids to stamp on their favorite pictures or gang signs. One more than 40 stickable designs that can go anywhere on Barbie's body.
You're kidding. I would like to know the idiot at Mattel who thought that one up.
Hey, they said that the doll has already flown off the shelves in stores and on the Mattel website.
Unbelievable.
Setting it off.
Jeez.
Setting it off.
Ugh.
Yep. As a matter of fact, they said, you know, there was a precedent for this for those who are concerned about, you know, tatted up Barbie. In 2002, they released the pregnant doll of Barbie, and that was yanked off the shelves real quick after the parents protested. And they said that 99 butterfly Barbie had a permanent tattoo on her stomach. You know, in 97, they had Harley Davidson Barbie that gave a doll an engine revving motorcycle and leather get up.
What did you say?
You know, like
a light
leather.
A leather get up. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure what you said.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Mattel, somebody at Mattel ought to be shot. Ought to be shot.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, this one is a little different. You know, I watch this show on HBO called Big Love. I actually call it Big Pimpin' because the dude on there, he's a Mormon. And he's got three wives.
Okay.
You know, he's making it happen. He's a rich guy and all this other stuff. Well, these two teachers in Utah are accused of having sex with the same student, 13-year-old. Two junior high school teachers in Utah have been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting the same 13-year-old boy. It involves cheerleading advisor Linda R. Neff, who is 46.
She sexually assaulted a 13-year-old.
And Valene Bowers, 39, a math teacher. Now get this. Both bountiful junior high teachers did not know the other was carrying on an affair with the student until recently. Neff met with the police and said she had been having sex with the boy for over a year.
So he was 12.
Yeah. And then she told the police about the boy's relationship with the 39-year-old Bowers.
The who?
Yeah. Bowers. She was 39. Valene Bowers.
What did this boy look like if he was 13?
I don't know. But he must have been putting it down because he had not one but two teachers like, I got to have him. Not, you know, this is some sick shit. Yeah, I just want to say that. You know, and I don't... I'm not even going to say that this dude was amazing. Can I be a hater for a minute?
Absolutely.
I'm transforming myself into a hater. I'm going to say that you men in Utah, y'all are weak sauce. If none of you 20, 30, 40-year-old men can't handle y'all women where they gotta go and hit up a 13-year-old, y'all need to do something. Y'all need to take some Viagra, Enzyte, Cialis,
Viagra.
Something. Y'all need to make it happen in Utah. I mean, 13?
Well,
and he had two.
I want to see a picture of what he looks like.
Well, you know, they're not going to show a picture of a minor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what you can say on that. I mean, he's 13, and you men, once again, I'm a blame the teachers because they sick as hell for getting with a 13-year-old. But I'm saying, are the men that weak in Utah where y'all can't handle? I mean, because obviously they were desperate. They was willing to give it away.
Wow.
Obviously, if they got to look at a 13-year-old for some sexual pleasure, where y'all at? There any men in Utah out there? Y'all going to step up to the plate? Y'all going to handle these teachers?
Wow.
Obviously, with this growing problem with these teachers and, you know, the young boys and whatnot, because we're hearing more about the women teachers hitting on the young boys.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, all the single men out there, fellas, look here.
Not even single, all men.
Yeah, well, men in general, hey, teachers, they need some, obviously. If you want, you know, you want to try your luck, you know, you tired of the bars, whatnot, it's not working for you there, hang out around the schools, man, do some volunteer work. You might get lucky.
Wow.
I'm just saying, these parent-teacher conferences, maybe you do some volunteer work, go to these PTA meetings, you might meet that teacher that's ready to set it off.
Wow, wow.
And while I'm talking about schools and whatnot, I want to give a shout-out to my favorite adopted school, Korematsu. Korematsu in the house. Korematsu. They're trying to learn something there.
Really?
Really.
And they call themselves a school?
They call themselves a school.
Mm.
I haven't heard any of the teachers there busting off and none of the kids.
Well, it's certainly hope.
Yeah, hope it never happens.
That's a sucker.
Yeah, we're going to move on to some happier things.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. The world's fattest man pimps his Astro van.
How much does he weigh?
Well, you remember homie Manuel Uribe. He, in 2006, he tipped the scales at 1230. And he said that he dropped about 500.
Was he in Mexico?
Yeah,
okay,
that's the guy in Mexico. Yeah. You know, he's the cat that got married last year. Well, he's having his 1989 Chevrolet Astrovan fitted to support his record-breaking weight, giving him mobility after more.
He hasn't lost anymore?
Well, he's still at like 700 and something, huh?
But wasn't he like 1,200 at one time?
Right. He said that he got rid of 500.
Mm-hmm.
So that still got you at 700.
I know, but
that's
still
a lot
still
of
still going?
I guess, but he's trying to get out, so he's pimping out his Astro van, and his minivan is going to be converted into an open-air flatbed pickup of sorts. He says he's going to put a bed on the back of the van to drive around town with his new wife at the wheel.
Oh.
And when he's at home, he will hang out in a remodeled garage that will include a forklift to help raise his regular bed up to the level of his car bed, allowing him to switch locations from time to time. Yeah, him and his wife, Claudia Solis, said they're even thinking about making a trip to the beach in May. Hang out. He's trying to get active.
Yeah, I know.
He's trying
I watched
to get
that
active.
Special on him.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm giving a shout out to you, Mr. Uribe. Make it happen. Uribe.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't hear it the first time. I wasn't paying attention.
You're laughing at the man's name.
No, I'm laughing at it because I didn't hear it the first time when you said it.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
You know, I'm happy for him. I hope he makes it happen. I hope he can lose because, you know, 700 is still a little bit too much for your heart, homie. You might want to drop about
300, 400.
Yeah, 300, 400 more. Hope you succeed.
Yeah, but then once he drops on that way, all that extra skin is going to have to...
Let's try not to think about that.
Well, you know, they had a... last night I was actually watching a special where they were talking about this doctor that specialized in gastro bypass surgery.
Right.
And they were showing some of his patients that went to him. There was like a 16-year-old kid that weighed like 800 pounds.
Mm.
But he was 16 years old. But they were showing how it was gross. You know, growth, extra growth, or because they weren't moving and they were stuck in bed.
Extra growth. Oh, you talking about the extra growth?
The tumors, or I don't know if they're tumors or fatty deposits. And how they get infected. And then the, who was it? There was a, one of the person that was on the show had not taken a bath or a shower in a very, don't quote me on it, it could have been years, but when they took them to the hospital, you know, they had to, and they were lifting up,
had the sponge bath.
Well, they had a bunch of nurses that had to do it, and they were wearing masks and all that, you know, they were all outfitted, but they were showing them lifting the excess fat and trying to get into the crevices.
Ooh.
Oh, it was disgusting.
All right. That made me feel good.
We have a caller. Hold on.
Caller number one. You're on the air, caller number one.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to answer it.
Caller number one. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi
there.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
We doing all right, man. How you doing?
Hey, hanging in there. Just was dropping by, see what you guys are talking about.
Oh, we, you know,
we talk about anything.
Everything.
Do you have a topic you want to talk about with us?
No, I mean, not really, but I'll hang out here and see what's going on, you know?
You'll hang out with
him? Yeah, we'll hang out with you guys. What you guys doing?
You want to stay on the air?
Yeah, I'll stay on the air with you guys.
Okay, now, you know, you can jump in anytime you want, make a comment.
Have you heard anything we said earlier?
Say again?
Have you heard what we were talking about earlier?
No, not really. Just cut it out. What was it about?
Okay.
Well, we're talking about people that are really overweight.
We're
not talking about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
About the shows and the specials they have.
Yeah, what's your name, caller number one?
Lou.
Lou. All right, Lou.
Yeah. Hello, Lou. Where are you calling from?
Bronx, New York.
New York in the house.
New York in the house.
Bronx, New York. Yeah, Bronx, New York, guys.
Bronx, all right.
Oh, we got the BX in the building.
The BX?
BX.
Is that one? I'm learning something new every damn show.
Yeah, you know, butter is like slang deficient.
Oh, yeah, slang deficient. I just found out what skeet means.
Mm.
And you know I'm going to use that word all the time now.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it every chance I get.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, okay. So what's our next topic?
Well, live from Death Row. And we're not talking about, like, Death Row Records.
Oh, I was going to say,
Death Row Records. Okay, yeah, I know about that. Okay, what about Death Row?
This is actually about the people who really are on Death Row, and they got their online ads.
For what?
Hey, well,
they're looking for love.
They're looking for something. Like,
They need to go see Watchmen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't think they can get out.
Oh.
You're talking about the record label, Death Row.
No, we're talking about Death Row.
We're
prison.
Death Row.
We're talking about Sue Van Eubanks, who shot her four young boys to death in San Marcos, California.
What got
in 1997?
What is going on in San Marcos? That woman stole $9.9 million from her company.
Right. Well, this one, she killed her four young boys in 97. On her online ad, she describes herself as a middle-aged cougar who's optimistic and enjoys meeting new people.
Anybody want to give a shout-out to? What's her name?
Suzanne Eubanks. She's a cougar.
She looking for love.
In all the right places.
She on there.
On that road. They said some of San Diego's most infamous killers are using the internet to connect with the outside world. Yeah, she. They say according
to.
Why
gotta be San Diego?
Hey.
Can't you like pick New York or something?
I'm reporting the news, man. They said there's at least 11 prisoners facing capital punishment who have posted messages online.
What? Where online?
They're on
Craigslist.
I'm gonna assume they're on websites like deadmantalking.com, towninfo.com, and
what?
prisonvoice.com.
You're kidding.
Yeah, there's another killer. Hold on. Eric Anderson, who murdered Cajon Speedway owner of Steve Brucker during a botched robbery in 2003, he describes himself as a caring person that's down to earth.
In San Diego.
Yeah. But he made a mistake. He's a caring person that's down to earth.
Dumbass. What do you think about that, caller number one?
Well, I really didn't know.
Oh, you're not paying attention, are you?
call number one. You're the left.
Okay.
Well, anyway, yeah, this is different kind of this is a different kind of online ad, I guess, for you people who are out here answering these ads and whatnot. You might want to get some history. Because you could be talking to serial killer number one, a death row inmate number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, now this right here, this story, this one is a tad bit more, well, it's not sadistic, but it is sadistic, actually. A woman bites her boyfriend's tongue off. Say a woman deliberately bit her boyfriend's tongue off during a kiss after a fight. Say she's on trial and she bit Tracy Davies, 40 years old. She was upset when she found out she couldn't get pregnant. And when her boyfriend, Mark Coghill, 45, tried to comfort her, she chomped down on his tongue. Said she had the piece of tongue in her mouth. He saw her take it from her mouth, and it fell to the floor, the court said. Said Coghill lost more than a third of his tongue and can no longer eat or speak normally, he said at the trial. And they said Davies is facing one count of causing grievous bodily harm with intent.
With intent to what?
Well, obviously, the intent to impale. She bit the man's damn tongue off.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, homie's like, hey, I'll never enjoy curry again. I can't distinguish between certain foods, like the difference between.
Is she a cannibal?
No, she was. I don't know if you want to call it a cannibal, but they said after the attack last year, Davies calmly called the police and told them what she had done while her boyfriend wailed on the floor in pain. The police said, "You're joking," as they arrested her.
Where was this at?
This was in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she go to jail?
Yeah, she went to jail. She's on trial now. It's make you look at tongue kissing a little differently.
Tongue kissing?
Yeah. They were tongue kissing. You know, she found out that she couldn't get pregnant. She was upset. Her boyfriend was like, "It's okay, baby. You know, it's gonna be all right, we're gonna make it." He goes to kiss her and she bites his tongue off.
She was panicking.
Yeah,
PMS, stay the hell away from me.
Okay, but you don't PMS where you want to bite somebody's damn tongue off. Anyway. Not even going to mess with that because that's too much.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I know you women turn into the ecstasy.
What?
At that time of the month, but come on.
And men go through it too.
What are you talking about?
Men PMS too.
Men don't PMS.
Men just don't call it PMS.
What do men call it?
Men call it being a dick.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, are you going to have another one?
No, I'm a dick.
You are a dick.
I am dick hugger.
May I have one for you?
No.
Why?
Well, I'm a dick.
Well, I know that. Shit, that's
PMSing.
A given.
Whatever.
That's your time of the month.
Whatever. There ain't no time of the month
for
men.
Or when men don't get enough, they become dicks.
Says who?
I'm on my soapbox.
Yeah, get the hell off your soapbox.
When men don't get enough, then you become dicks.
Fellas, I know y'all ain't going to take that. You're going to try to say that because we don't, quote unquote, get enough, we turn into
dicks.
Dicks?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yes, thank you very much, Dick Hugger's number one fan. Mm-hmm. Men have their PMS moments too, they just call it something else.
Oh, what do we call it?
Something else.
Whatever. You're not funny.
I'm in a bad mood.
Mm. I got it.
What else you got here?
I don't know. You know, bitch.
Oh, wait. We got another caller. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Come on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Number one.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think that woman was PMS, and I think she was just crazy.
Thank you.
Crazy.
You
know, you have to be careful of who you choose, period. Not just on the internet. There are crazies everywhere.
Yes, there are. We are going to do a whole show about that someday.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about how to get rid of them, too.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a...
How to get rid of crazies, though.
Because, you know...
That still has nothing to do with men PMSing.
Men just call it something else. What do men call it?
I don't know what they call it. It changes all the time. Some men call it their period, and some deny that they have it. So.
Sometimes I'm just assholes.
Well, you know.
No.
Female bias. That's all this is. Female bias.
So why is it when a woman is a little bit bitchy, she's PMSing? Men say that all the time.
You the one that said it.
I'm saying men say it too.
No. You're
no, I know.
Female.
I know when men.
You brought
women
it up.
Yes, I did. But
But, you know, our females don't go through that.
Men have their bad moments in the month, too. But if we called it PMSing for you guys, you'd be like, nah, I ain't PMSing.
Nah, don't get me wrong. There's some emotional ass.
You are having testosterone issues.
No, they just don't have enough.
Who don't have enough?
Some emotional ass men don't have enough testosterone.
So you're saying they can't be emotional?
No. There's emotional, and then there's too emotional.
What's too emotional?
That's you.
I like it when a man shows his emotions. What do you think, Colin, number one?
Yes, as long as that emotion is not anger.
No emotion, shit, you'll get more.
What'd you say, Colin, number one?
I said as long as it's not anger in the form of 40 lashing or whatever.
Oh, no, we have for talking.
Right, well, you're talking about you like when a man shows emotion, but
yeah.
we talk about being emotional. Showing emotion and being emotional are two totally different.
So what would you
consider
being emotional for a man?
Emotional is irrational emotion.
Like anger?
Yeah, misguided
okay,
anger.
That's what Colin number one was just saying, as long as it's not in the form of anger.
Yeah, I'm talking about misguided anger. Misguided emotion. That's emotional to me.
So you're saying?
So I'm saying.
A man, if he doesn't have enough testosterone,
I'm saying it's an issue.
He'll have misguided emotion.
That's my theory. And when I say testosterone, I'm talking mental testosterone.
Oh, my God. I'm adding all kind of words in there. Just
mental testosterone.
We just talking about straight up testosterone.
Okay, testosterone.
Well, you know, he has to be stable, period. He's got to be stable. He can't be on either extreme. He can't be too feminine. He can't be too angry, whether it's misguided or not, because you just never know.
But you think that has something to do with testosterone?
It
some
has to do with testosterone and other chemical balances.
Right, that's the steroid babies. You know the dudes.
Okay, but the ones that
the
are
ass.
Emotional, like not enough testosterone.
Emotional.
Are you saying? You said.
Yeah, and I'm talking about
if
mental
they don't
testosterone.
Have, let me say next.
Yeah, you know, there's some emotional.
I'm talking
ass.
To testosterone.
Blah 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 blah. Yeah, stop spitting. Yeah, I'm talking. You need to be generating here.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, caller number one.
Have a good night.
You too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay. I like hang this up.
How
do you hit the hang up button? But she still. Come on. It's still not.
User error. Some butter.
Look.
Butter.
You hear me tapping? There
okay.
we go.
Good job, butter.
It's a delay.
Oh, it's a delay.
You saw me tapping the damn button.
Anyway, you tapping out anyway.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, we're tapping out.
Whatever. No, let's move on.
Speaking of emotional ass men.
Uh-oh.
The church killing suspect. He had a death day. I don't know if you heard about
what?
It. The guy. 27-year-old man charged with gunning down a suburban St. Louis pastor in the middle of his sermon.
Oh, that's right.
Marked the day as death day in a planner. They said Madison County State's Attorney William Mudge says investigators found the planner in the home of alleged gunman Terry J. Sedlak.
Why did I say alleged gunman? He walked into the church, shot this man in front of his congregation,
yeah.
And they are going to say alleged?
Yeah.
He's the alleged shooter.
Hey, that's their language. I say crazy ass man.
Making an announcement to me.
Yeah, they said... Investigators say four rounds were fired before the gun jammed.
And then he killed himself, didn't he? Or somebody?
Yeah, the Troy man was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery in the attack that killed the Reverend Fred Winters and left two congregants with stab wounds. Because I guess after
yeah, there were two
shot,
guys that tried to help.
Yeah, well, it was like a lot of the guys in the congregation, once the gun, they jumped on him and he pulled out a knife and he tried to stab him and whatnot and they subdued him, but it was too late.
Right.
He had already killed the Reverend. I guess they said that the Reverend was trying to, like, block the bullets with his Bible. It didn't quite work. I'm not. Anyway, moving on. But that is sick. I don't even know what to say on that one. I mean, I can say what I suspect, but, you know.
He was the alleged killer.
No, I ain't talking about the alleged killer. I'm talking about whatever that pastor did.
He's the
Bible.
I've been watching too many Madea shows.
Yeah, I don't like Madea. I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep saying it. I don't like Madea.
Why?
I have a problem with this dude, the Aunt Jemima in the, Aunt Jemima.
Oh, Calipari?
Yeah, I said.
Always wearing drag?
Yes. Why can't he just let a woman do it? It done went on way too long.
Yeah, why can't he let a woman do it?
I'm like, I'm going to say this. The most famous black actor should not be a black dude in drag. Black actress.
He's a famous black actor?
Actress.
The famous one.
Yeah, everybody, Madea.
Yeah, well, didn't he have, like, the number one movie for a couple of weeks? Madea Goes to Jail?
Unfortunately.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not going to happen on my watch.
On your watch?
Yeah, I'm not giving it no love.
Okay, that's why you go and watch Watchmen.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Go back to my hometown.
Where's your hometown? Louisiana? New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yes.
Rapper C. Murder jailed after alleged violation.
Alleged? Is that word alleged?
Hey. Rapper Corey C. Murder Miller has been booked back into jail in Louisiana after police said he broke the house arrest rules imposed on him as he awaits trial. They said Miller faces a second trial April 20th on the charge of second-degree murder in the death of a 16-year-old during a 2002 brawl at a New Orleans-area nightclub. And as a condition of his $500,000 bail, the 37-year-old rapper has been restricted to his grandmother's home in Kenner.
How sad.
And Deputy Chief Chuck Whitmer of Gretna Police Department says an electronic monitor early Monday indicated Miller was out of range, a violation of house arrest rules. Miller's attorney said his client was home sleeping.
Whatever.
Yeah, we know you're lying.
All right.
See, Murder, I'm just going to say this, dude. You have it. It's around your ankles.
Wow.
That means they know where you're going, homie.
Right.
You can't get away from that.
Right. Well, on that note, we have a special show for you on Thursday night. I will not be on the air with Dick Hugger. I will be at the Urban Network Entertainment Summit in Los Angeles. And taking my place will be...
The Mongoose.
The Mongoose.
The Mongoose.
So Thursday night at 9 o'clock will be a different show, but we still hope that you tune in and listen to the Mongoose.
We can't have a show without you.
And, yeah, shit, we can have all kinds of shows without me. It is a different show because I'm not here. It'll be a different show with the Mongoose and Dick Hugger. So send in your topics to
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And to stay up to date on future events and special guests and appearances, you can
text the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
On that note, thank you for tuning in.
Butter Pecan and Dick Hugger are out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.